and welcome back to another fun-filled week of talk, because, man, I want to hit it off right off the bat, and that is, what the fuck's going on in the WWE?
Awesomeness? What are you talking about?
Okay, so...
It's amazingness.
No, your cruiserweight champion, Enzo Amore...
Okay, first of
He got rape allegations.
Don't even,
and he's been suspended.
No.
Yeah, no,
well,
that's
good,
happened.
Because the cruiserweight's shitty anyway. Nobody watches the cruiserweight.
Still,
nobody.
Though. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Literally nobody.
Okay, and then...
I'm not even... No, dude, I mean straight up. Like, nobody watches the cruiserweight. It's like the joke of the WWE. Like, they have to literally put that shit on in the middle of the show, otherwise nobody would watch it.
That shit used
they
to be awesome,
can't.
Man. Like, Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yeah, it sucks
Jr.
dick now.
Like, who?
It doesn't matter. It sucks dick now. And it's horrible. They fucked it up.
So Rey Mysterio is gone?
Rey Mysterio hasn't been in there forever, dude.
I haven't watched in forever. I have
no
idea.
Well, exactly, and that you just dated yourself. Well, I just started watching in the last
year. I was going
to
say, the fucking Undertaker was still around until recently, so I mean...
Yeah, but he's like one of those weird special characters because he rises from the dead every WrestleMania, so that's why.
Well, whatever. And then your boy Roman Reigns got basically included in some... fucking steroid doping shit going on.
Oh, I haven't seen any of this stuff, and I haven't talked to my buddy Sam, who's like my inside guy when it comes to everything WWE. So
yes, like, some doctor got busted and his name's on the list of people that he worked with.
See, I don't get why it's a big fucking deal for WWE people though.
Yeah,
is it
I don't
just
know.
Like to make sure they're healthy and safe? Is that like it because like
maybe?
Using steroids is very dangerous?
Maybe. I mean, you look back in it and like all the 80s and pretty much most of the 90s were just pure steroids, and that I mean, one could argue it wrestling has never been better.
But you could also argue it's those dudes were dude, the 80s and 90s of wrestling were so fucking different. And it was in the 90s that they actually made it mandatory that you were going to get drug tested. Because me and Sam watched this documentary because then they have like he has the WWE network. So we watch shit on there all the time when I'm over at his place, just
right.
Checking out the random documentaries they have. And they had like a giant fucking party the night that they made it. Like you had to be drug free in the WWE where everybody just got like stoned and did coke and all sorts of shit. Even Vince McMahon was smoking weed with everybody.
Oh, well, I mean, of course. Vince McMahon was taking roids. There's no getting around that. That dude was jacked for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a hard time believing that, like, Shane McMahon isn't doing steroids. Have you seen that dude lately?
No, I haven't seen him back.
Shane McMahon is fucking just yoked, and he's, like, his dad's age, like, at the time he was in the 90s.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay.
Like, right on your computer right now, just search Shane McMahon. And you'll be like, okay, one, that doesn't even look like the old Shane McMahon you, like, would recognize or remember. That's
okay.
How different he looked. I didn't even recognize him when I got back into it because he runs SmackDown now.
Oh, really?
Like, he's like his dad. Like, because they split the brand. Like, since you haven't been watching, they split WWE. So there's SmackDown and Raw. They're not – everybody isn't all on – like you know how like sometimes some people will be on SmackDown and sometimes they'd be over on Raw. Like, they'd switch back and forth. It's not that way anymore. Everybody's
Whoa,
like assigned – everything's assigned to a roster. So it's like teams.
I'm just now seeing this photo, and the best one is he's sitting next to John Cena, and he is half the size of John Cena, maybe like three quarters the size. But even so, John Cena's a massive, massive individual. There's no way he should be even close to that man.
Right? Like, first of all, John Cena, like, if he's not on steroids, good on him, because Jesus Christ, that's a giant man he's not on steroids.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing any of these dudes aren't on steroids. Now, granted, I know their whole job is literally to look fucking like they're in crazy good shape and wrestle, which most of the guys are in good shape. You have to be an athlete to still do all that shit.
Yeah, unless
but
you're like the Big Show
some
or
you look
Andre
at some
the
of
Giant.
These, yeah, or Kane. Ooh. Kane looks like shit.
Yeah, but he's just big. So
yeah,
they
but
give
like
him a pass.
If you saw him nowadays, even though he looks like shit, you know he's running for mayor. Of a town.
Oh, really?
Minnesota. Yeah.
Is he really going
to... Actually, he might be the mayor of a town already, and he's running again.
See, I just picture Kane running there and be like, I will make sure fire people have good support.
Right. It's like it's weird now because they just, like, they have, like, it's split into a roster. So there's Raw, and SmackDown. So, like, you don't cross, like, go into it like they used to. Or am I remembering that wrong? They never used to, like, cross-do that kind of stuff, did they?
Occasionally you'd see somebody run in, but once that was back in, like, the early or late 90s, early 2000s, back before they each got their own title belt. Because there used to be only right. one title, and then somebody off SmackDown or Raw would have it, and you'd have the that would be your pay-per-view is SmackDown against Raw, but then
right. Well, there still is that pay-per-view.
Beat the shit out of each other on the other one.
There still is that pay-per-view. I watched that a couple months ago where it's it's SmackDown versus Raw, but I just don't remember it being as like strict as it is now. Like they have like rosters where it's like you don't go from. It's TV show to TV show, and if you do, it's like this weird trade system, like it's two teams, like it's like a baseball teams, like trading players. So like you know, it's very strange, and it's all about you know the whole thing's it's all a story. That's how it goes. It's
yeah,
how you write the story and who's gonna go to what team and all that stuff.
Well, because like early 2000s when I was still watching it, Raw was awesome until SmackDown came along, and then I want to say it was like half a year later. When The Rock went to SmackDown, SmackDown was the one everybody watched. So all the big name wrestlers ended up going to SmackDown, and then you had up and comers all on Raw.
Yeah, I would argue right now, like when I watch WWE with Sam and stuff, because I don't get to watch it every week just because it's like it's on network TV. And the shitty thing is, this is really dumb. It really kind of makes me mad that Sam pays for WWE. The only nice thing, because he gets the WWE Network, he gets all the pay-per-views, which is cool. But what sucks is he doesn't get access to Raw or SmackDown when it's live.
Oh, you gotta buy that shit via cable.
You have to get it, yeah, via cable because of their contracts with that. The only way he can watch and know what happens is, like, the next day they just give you highlights on the WWE Network. They don't even give you the full episode. I was like, that's fucking bullshit. At least give you the full fucking show the next day. You pay for the fucking service.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's fucking jank.
Well, it's because... Yeah, it's just because of that cable
It's because of their TV contracts.
Yeah.
I understand that, but it's like... It's really shitty for the fans because, dude, I guarantee you, if they up the charge for like 25 more bucks a month, people would pay that shit and they could get rid of their fucking cable contract and probably make more money doing it that way. And then sell ads on their actual app.
Fuck you if you think people are going to pay. You're telling me, okay, hey, guys.
I don't know what they make a month. Like, I don't know what they have to pay a month. I don't know what the cost is. I'm just saying they could up the charge a little bit more, and people would be way more willing to get... Because I guarantee you some of those wrestling fans only have cable so they can watch WWE on Monday and Tuesday.
I could see 20 bucks, but jumping up to 40 when I'm sitting here going, dude...
I don't know what it costs. Do you know what it costs right now?
What? Cable?
Do you know... No, like, I'm talking about... WWE Network.
It's like 15 bucks a month.
Oh.
That's why it's like 40 bucks. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what the price was. I really didn't know. So, but I'm just saying, why wouldn't you do it that way? I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's better. And, dude, let's be honest. Like, fucking network TV is going to die soon.
I don't know.
I guess they already have that built in like network TV
I just
dies.
Looked it up. I'm wrong. The cost is $10 a month. So yeah, they could bump that up to 15. Yeah. I mean, that's what HBO
Add it up
charges.
To 15 or 20.
Yeah,
$20.
Because then you get pay-per-views and shit. Yeah,
yeah, you get the pay-per-views. You get all the. They have like other shows that they have on the WWE Network as well that are just like little side things and like take you inside the WWE. And they have other. I think you can get all the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcasts on there too.
Well, that's a joke because. You can just get those. What?
Right. Well, I'm just saying they just have like a bunch of their stuff all in one place. It's very convenient. It doesn't make sense to me that they just don't go, hey, we're just going to run everything through our network.
Yeah, that's what everything's doing. I mean, hell, Disney's about to do that, and I can't wait because I'll be one of the first people in line to get that streaming service.
But I don't think they're going to develop their own because the deal they bought.
No, they're going to use Hulu.
Yeah, they're going to use Hulu.
But
yeah.
Hulu is going to turn into the Disney. The framework's already there. They're just going to change it to be like, yo, guess what? Disney. Everything Disney's here.
Well, what I'm anxious to see with that is because Hulu has a lot of great shows and shit on there right now. And so what I'm anxious to see is, obviously, Disney's going to put all their fucking catalog on there. Makes total sense to do. But what are they going to keep paying to have the other show's content on there? Or are they going to just be like, no, we don't want that shit anymore?
That's a good question, because there's many things. They put out a bunch of shows because Disney now owns ABC and all that shit and Fox. So they'll have plenty of shows they can keep on there. No problem, because they own them.
Right. Right. Well, I'm talking about like Cartoon Network's a huge thing. Like, most of Cartoon Network's TV shows are on that. But like, what about like Cartoon Network shows? Like, I don't think they own Cartoon Network. So are they going to be, are those going to get kicked off because they're not a Disney product?
I don't know. And that's a good question, because there's a bunch of stuff out there right now. When all these dominoes fall where they may at the end, the effect in the void that it'll leave in certain spots will kind of spur other areas to be like, okay, yeah, we got to go make a deal with somebody to get our content viewed, whether that be Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. Like, there's other places, but of course Amazon's starting to seem like this generation's version of Walmart that was in the 90s.
Yeah, where they just have all the really shitty TV shows on there.
Yeah, it's just, well, fuck, man. It's like, oh, hey, don't worry, it's the lowest price. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we ain't got shit.
Yeah, well, but my thing is, too, is I only know of three streaming services that offer, like, I guess four if you include HBO, but they don't really buy original content. They produce their own and then sometimes get, like, rights for movies.
Okay.
But, like, there's only three I know of, which is Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix. Are there any other big players in the market that could jump in and be like, hey, Cartoon Network or Adult Swim, we'll offer you this to come to our thing? Because otherwise, if, like, let's say Disney does kick off all the things that really aren't owned by them, the only other people they can go to are Netflix and Amazon, and they have zero bargaining power that way.
Yeah, they could PlayStation Views one. I know that you can do a la carte. You pay like $40, but then you basically
just your channels.
Yeah, you're basically buying cable at that point, and that's the closest thing I can compare to those three you just named. Because those three, I mean, it's literally just go through and be like, "Yo, I want to watch X, Y, and Z." Amazon's slightly different because they're like, "Hey, here's all this free shit for your subscription, and here's all this new stuff. You could pay $5 to rent it."
Right. It's not even like you actually get access to that. You just have the ability to rent it. And even then, you still can rent it even if you're not a Prime member.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so it's a completely, like, at least they have a different, their whole selling gig is completely different from others. So that's where they can still make a ton of money. Whereas Netflix is more and more, you can tell they're shifting away from buying, or I don't even know if you call it buying. I call it renting for them. Like, they rent it to put it on their platform.
They buy basically like a temporary lease on the rights on certain shows, right, and movies, and then those expire and go away. And then every fucking month you get people coming in and bitching about something leaving the service. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, when I hear people bitching about a show leaving Netflix, it's the, like, most boo-hoo first world problem I've ever fucking heard.
Oh, here's a perfect example. So, because I just heard it this month, starting this, at the 1st of January, Netflix lost all the seasons of Lost, and people were up in arms that they haven't finished Lost, you know, that show that's been on for over 10 years now. So,
yeah,
they're bitching about that, and then they're like, oh, but now Hulu has it. And everybody, oh, I just see just a litany of comments like, whoa, got to switch to Hulu now. I'm like, wham.
Dude, who gives up? Like, I've never seen that show. Actually, that's not true. I've seen a couple episodes, never got the point of it. Always thought it looked stupid and didn't enjoy it.
See, I can't tell anybody to watch that now. When it was on TV and you had to go week to week, much like Game of Thrones is, you talked with everybody you knew about this damn show. Like,
yeah,
everybody
see,
was talking
I wasn't
about
a,
it.
Yeah.
So now, to go back and watch that, I'd look at somebody and be like, are you fucking crazy? What's wrong with you? Why would you subject yourself to that? It ends really shittily. This guy becomes light. They're all dead, by the way. Spoilers.
I kind of got that off of one episode I watched. I was like, oh, these people are all fucking dead.
Yeah, congratulations, you figured it out.
Yeah, one fucking episode, and it's the one where the super fat dude, he's like having flashbacks of when he's in a mental institution, and I'm like, I just happened, I was just like, everything had to happen. I'm like, oh, this dude's dead. And then, like, lo and behold, like, I found out, I did know that everybody was already dead. But I was just like, yeah, that's pretty fucking obvious. You're on some desert island, and everybody just keeps doing flashbacks. Like, none of these people really exist. They're in fucking purgatory.
Yeah, and the whole show starts out, and I just distinctively remember it because it was a good pilot. But the plane crash, I'm like, the way that plane crash happened, I'm like, yeah, nobody survives that.
Yeah, I had no interest in that show whatsoever. And, like, I don't, like, the only show I think I was a little bummed out about when it was getting ready to leave Netflix was Futurama was going to leave Netflix. And I was like, oh, that kind of sucks because it's like, that's a go-to show for me where I, like, I'll put it on when I just want to have something on. Where I'm like, I don't want to switch between episodes or watch something I really have to pay attention to. I'm gonna put this on because I've seen it 1,000 times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
same thing with like How You Met Your Mother. Like, it would suck if it left Netflix, but
I think it did.
I've seen it. Well, even if it did and I didn't know, obviously if it did, I didn't care that much, huh?
How I Met Your Mother, I'm angry. I'm going to write an angry letter on the internet. Dear open letter to Netflix, I can't believe you got rid of my favorite show. How am I supposed to smell my own farts and eat Cheetos now in my spare time when I can't watch How I Met Your Mother?
Why did you just become a South Park character? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. That's just what I hear. That's like when I hear people complaining about dumb shit like that, that's the voice I give them. I'm like, you have fucking no knowledge, and you talk like Mushmouth.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is a joke.
Grow the fuck up and go read a book, asshole.
Yo, speaking of books, I got addicted to, what is that, the Amazon thing? Oh, Kindle.
Addicted to money?
Kindle.
I'm addicted to money. I'm addicted to money.
Well,
I'm
that too.
Addicted to money.
I'm not very good at procuring it, apparently.
No, we suck at it.
Yeah, we're very bad. Hey, everybody.
Hey, by the way, if you'd like to support us with our...
You beat me to it, you bastard!
You can just go on over to patreon.com/punandgame.
Oh, that was Grand Theft Plugs. Damn it. I was about to say the same thing. Shit. Yeah, Patreon. Check it out.
Plugs.
Patreon /punandgame.
Mm. See, now you even got to say it. Don't you feel included now?
Includes? I'm all about inclusion.
I'm feeling my clue.
Mm. Oh, people getting all up in your clues.
But what did you get addicted to? Did you find a good book lately or something?
So, no, yes.
Oh, you said the Kindle. You got addicted to the Kindle.
So, they got a Kindle app, so you don't have to get a Kindle itself. So, on my phone, it's...
No shit.
So, I just get the Kindle app. So, I get comics. I get books. Mind you, I got the X-Men Apocalypse Saga. All of it. I mean, all of them. $5.
No shit.
So, I'm sitting there going... Fuck, I'm done buying comics anywhere because I can buy the whole fucking thing on this, and they have massive sales all the time. The most I've spent for a full book is $5. Most things are just like, oh, here's $1 to $2.
That's awesome. I didn't even know they had an app now. When'd they start doing that?
Shit if I know.
They must have. Well, like, it makes sense that they did an app because... Like, okay, a Kindle was a cool thing at the time when it came out because it was just specifically for books and it worked well. But now there's literally thousands upon thousands of other brands that make their own tablet. Why wouldn't you try to reach that market?
Exactly. And they're doing
it so
well.
I look at things too business-like anymore. I'm so goddamn jaded.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I know how they're trying to market to me, man. I'm not going to fall for your shit.
Well, I mean, who in their right mind is literally going out to buy one of those outdated tablets? Like, here, I mean, you might as well have one of those stone tablets with etchings in it at that point. Be like, here, you piece of shit. I bought you this.
Yeah.
Chisel
your fucking name into that for 3 years, dick.
I mean, like, fuck. You think about it. Those original Kindles were much like the Game Boy. If you were trying to read it at night, they didn't have a backlight. So you hit nighttime, you're reading by the streetlights to see what you're doing.
Yeah, but I think people enjoyed that just because it, staring at a screen sometimes fucks with your eyes real hard. So, like, those made it nice because it wasn't like, I don't have a blinding light shooting into my fucking eyeballs right now.
Well, that's okay. You can get, like, prosthetics for that. They can shoot lasers in your eyes again that corrects that shit. So, lasers ruin it, but then lasers fix it.
Don't point lasers at your face. Then why am I lighting a cigarette with it?
Yeah, just, just shoot lasers in the sky, especially green ones. Apparently, that does wonders for the sky.
It does wonder for airline pilots.
Exactly.
What is that giant light coming towards my face?
Yeah, oh, my God. It just looks like somebody's got like...
Oh, my God! It just like starts the plane on fire. Just cuts the pilot's cabin off like...
just like
so like they're just free-falling, the captains are, and then like the passengers are just seeing like the ground approaching towards them as they go to
I love how your laser just turned into like Cyclops lost control of his power again. Oh, shit.
How come they never did that in one of the X-Men movies? That would have been fucking funny.
Just fucking ruin everybody's day. Like, somebody has to go save a plane. Why? Cyclops a dick and took his glass off. Again.
I like how, like, the most destructive thing they had him ever do with something like that was when X-Men Origins Wolverine, he gets, like, hunted down by Sabretooth, and he knocks off his glasses, and he basically melts apart an entire high school. And I'm like, but everybody somehow was already evacuated before he even got out in the hallway or some shit.
Oh, yeah, it's magic. And you got Iceman and all that stuff, yeah.
God forbid some high schoolers die.
Yeah, well, that was when they had to be peachy.
It's like everybody's so sensitive from Columbine or something.
Trench coats. More trench coats.
More bowling for Columbine.
Oh, God. The thing about those, what you're referencing is back when they were PG-13 and they couldn't have the edge.
Yeah.
Now that Disney's procured them, and the dude, I don't even know who the CEO of Disney is, but he's like, nah, like Deadpool gets to stay R. And I'm like, okay, you opened the box, so everything can be R now.
Yeah, he said it could stay R because he saw how much fucking money it made.
Well, yeah.
Like, if Deadpool didn't do well, like, let's say, like, it had a cult following, which I would have been part of that cult following had the rated R superhero movie not have done very well. I would have loved it still. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It was a great movie.
Like, because if it wasn't financially successful, though, those dudes would have scrapped that entire project.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, overall, though, if they put an R, because, mutants kill each other. And then, like, Magneto's crew, they kill normal humans. That's just what they do. And it's there in the comics, so it should be there in the movies if you're going to make it true to form.
I'm kind of fascinated. This is kind of what sucks, though. This is the only thing that kind of sucks now. It's almost a little too late because... that felt good. Because in the Marvel franchises now, right?
All right.
They're about to release Infinity Wars this year.
Yeah.
And so, like, the X-Men were a part of Infinity Wars, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
A few of them.
Yeah, some of the main ones, anyway. So, like, they can't be jumped into that. And so that's a shitty part. So, and, like, nobody knows where they're going to take the Marvel superhero franchise after Infinity Wars. For all we know, actually, I've heard rumors that, like, they might just be like, yeah, we're fucking done.
Well, I think they'd be smart to end that and just start doing one-off movies. Instead of trying to bring everybody together, like, because they're going to have to start all new characters for X-Men. All of them.
Yep. And then they're going to have to do that with, like, all the Marvel characters just because, like, Robert Downey Jr. can't keep playing fucking Iron Man for the next 10 years.
Right? Yeah. And people are starting to show their age. You can't just keep doing this unless you're going to be like Kirk Cameron and make, 30 movies in one sitting.
Or unless they're going to just do a bunch of that weird shit which I'm not a fan of. I think it's horse shit and it takes away opportunities for like up and coming actors. But like do that CGI shit like they did in Civil War, how they made Robert Downey Jr. look like he was like 17 or whatever the fuck he was supposed to be in that film.
Yeah, I hope that. About? Yeah, no. I don't want that shit.
They did that in Rogue One too with the one character, like they had to bring him back.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, they had to bring, do CGI rather than bring back, like, try to find somebody who could play him. Now, granted,
that was a smaller role.
Yeah, it was very small. I feel like they're doing that stuff now because they want to try to start doing that shit more and more.
I hope they don't, because there's no way that's cheaper, is it? Like, all that technology?
There's no way.
Ugh, I mean,
it might be, but what I hate, though, is, like, eventually what's going to happen then, dude, this is what's going to happen. Is you're going to see, like, because somebody, whether you think they do or not, owns the rights to what John Wayne looks like.
I don't know,
some
Pilgrim.
Some asshole out there somehow knew eventually this was going to happen and bought, like, or, like, his family owns his likeness. That's what I'm looking for, their likeness. Like people own their likeness. So eventually what studio's going to do or be like, well, we want to make a movie, and we want to make a Western, but we don't want to pay anybody new, so let's just pay the John Wayne estate to use his likeness and just do that. And you're going to start seeing more and more movies go that route, I have a feeling. And then you're just going to get rid... So, like, they're just going to keep paying, like, old actors or family members of those actors.
I was going to say, yeah. It'd just be... That would be fucked.
Dude, it's going to happen.
I'm just thinking of all the people that don't know those people and then just start crushing on them. And then you got to be the person to break it to them. Yo, that person's been dead for, like, 60 years. But
well,
you're
who owns his fucking likeness? He'll fuck his grandson then.
Maybe he'll have his nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
They just like, and then like they really fuck with it. Like you can only buy like their face. So like then he's like they buy John Wayne's face, but he's like on like Chris Pratt's body. Like they.
I'm just
fucking ripped.
I'm just viewing it like a T-1000 with no. It's basically RoboCop when he takes the mask off. It's just John Wayne's face.
Yeah.
Like, oh no!
Pilgrim?
Oh god. Oh, somebody fix
it. Damn it, the John Wayne 3000's fucking up again.
Oh.
Get the tech nerd in here, and he gets in there and it starts strangling him. That's the third tech guy we've lost this week to John Wayne 3000 killing him.
Oh, he needs whiskey. Guys, why? Now, and a good cigar. That always calms him down. I don't know why.
I know the engineers were fans of Futurama. Did we have to make the robots run off whiskey?
Yes. Had to be true to life.
Yeah. Fucking retard. But dude, I guarantee you that's where things are heading though. Is it's just because then you what it is too there. If you just do that, then guess what? You don't have to deal with anymore asshole actors.
Oh yeah, you get those dickwads out.
But then you know what'll happen though? It'll clear like so that'll happen. It'll clear out Hollywood. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see hipsters come around and be like, we want to make authentic films with, like, real people.
Oh, my God.
And
you
that's
just,
what's going to happen.
You just made me realize, like, the Hollywood goes up in flames because of all the stuff going now. And slowly, it just turns into, like, this cyber center where it's just a bunch of – it's just a think tank for making movies with CGI faces. Like, oh, we don't – hey, I came to audition. Oh, no, I'm sorry, we already gave this movie out to Edgar Allan Poe. What? Just like, yeah.
Huh?
We brought him back.
Excuse me?
It's no big deal.
Well, dude, they're already like a factory. All they're doing is recycling old ideas and rehatching old franchises. They're one step removed, man. We're going to have the Illuminati call us like later after this podcast. Like, hey, we need to fucking talk to you guys.
Hey, you guys need to quit telling our fucking secrets. But no, let's be honest. The only
I know you guys are the fastest growing podcast on the internet, but shut the fuck up.
Factually correct.
Factually correct.
That whole deal going on, though, with the movies, yes, it's all regurgitation.
That's how we actually find out, by the way, that we're the real fastest growing podcast on the internet. The Illuminati calls us like, hey, we know you guys are putting up numbers, so shut the fuck up.
Throw up the rock and be quiet.
Here's $100 million. Stop your Patreon page and shut the fuck up.
Oh, that'd be great. I would be
right. I'll take that deal. I don't really have to pledge my allegiance to Satan, do I?
We'd just be on this the next show if that happens. You'll be like, well, today's episode, today I really like bunnies. Bunnies are cool. They hop around a lot.
This episode of Who Gives a F podcast is brought to you by Satan. Punninggame.com. We sold out.
I was going to talk to you about some stuff that I wrote down, you know, because I can't remember shit. I was getting emails at work constantly. No biggie there. We all get them at work. The thing is, it was bothering me is because it's just to me, singular. But they always head it up with my name, even though my email is my name. Then they have to start the email by saying Nathan, and then comma, like they're writing a fucking letter. And it's like, for the love of anything, just stop. And so what happens is I reply to this person. They reply back, and do the same shit. They did this 5 times in a row, and I was wanting to punch my computer.
Wait, so you're mad because they were formally actually typing out a letter?
They're not writing a goddamn letter. You're just writing an email. Why are you putting my name in there when you're only emailing me? Like, you, my
because
full name's
the proper
in there.
Way you do well, it,
for fuck's
Nathan.
Sake, this isn't an English class. Just tell me what you need. Get in, get out, quit wasting my time. You're making me read more and have lasers shoot my eyes more than they need
you to. You know why they do that, Nathan? I'll break this down for you. I'll break it down. Break it down.
Degeneration
is,
X.
Yeah, Degeneration X. Suck it. But what it is, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, DX Bradley brings to you the fastest show on the internet growing today.
That's actually correct. But what it is, man, is your entire company literally tracks all those emails. So let's say you're writing all those emails, right? And then you start getting lazy and stop putting in, like, you know, headers and, like, signatures and stuff like that. Then you want to go get a, you know, go to a job interview for a higher up position. They'll pull all those fucking emails and they go through everything.
Oh,
they comb it, man. And they'll be like, "Oh, you're not very professional at work, are you?" And you're like, "No, I am. I swear." And then they're like, "Nah, you're just not higher up material." And then they push a button and they launch you back down to the third floor where you belong.
So sending an email back that said "fuck off" with writing my name every time was not a good idea.
Probably not.
Oh, okay, well,
you hate your job anyway. It's cool.
It's all right. The other thing is, I was thinking about, you know, all those Ancestry.com, 23andMe, and there's other ones that are like, yo, guess what? You want to know your ancestry, genealogical tree, and myself, and I'm sure many others are like, fuck yeah, I want to know. Okay, here's what's going to go down. We're going to send you a tube. We're going to need you to just slob on this thing and spit all in it. And then we'll come back and we'll mark your traits and all that stuff, and we'll tell you what countries you're comprised of. Sounds great, right? You get to find out your family tree-ish, more likely, where you are derived from throughout the world.
Yeah, you don't learn where you're, like, your ancestors. You learn, like, what your heritage is
yeah.
as far as, like, your bloodline.
So you get to figure out that shit. That's awesome. However,
I don't know.
I
disagree. It's awesome.
I'm just thinking about, like, there's some weird motive behind the scene because they're owned by the Illuminati or some shit like that, because I've watched too many movies and played too many games that have basically taught me, no, there's some dark, seedy thing in the background that these companies are actually looking for somebody. They're like, oh, hey, there's certain people that have come from this area. We gotta wipe them out. How can we find them?
I also think it's like it's some kind of like I guarantee you somehow they, because you pay for that service, right? You pay to
yeah,
get, like,
yeah.
the kit.
It's
and
got like 60 bucks
them.
Or something like that.
Yeah, so they make money off that. But then, like, you only do it the one time. So it's a one-time stop-and-shop thing, right?
Supposedly. Well, I don't know.
That's from my understanding of it, because I know some people have done it. Well, they're doing all that stuff, and then I'm assuming you probably send in some of your personal information, like your name and all this kind of shit, too. That's called data collection. And that's the name of the game in everything, it feels like, these days, is data collection. Like, that's why every fucking website you go to wants your email address, because then they have that source. And then they sell it off to other companies so they can send you shit. It's all about data collection and fucking trying to get your information so they can sell it off. So I don't know what exactly they get from that, but they're probably like, hey, somebody's going to want this eventually, this data of, like, where these people are from, their heritage, and, like, what their names and all that shit, and they probably want it for later. And that's my end game. It's got to be that.
Oh, I have a feeling they're going to wipe out people with ancestry. Like, oh, we found something bad from this area. You guys got anybody from there? Okay, put them on the national hit list. We'll just have horrible, horrible accidents in air quotes happen.
you know who really would have appreciated that kind of technology? Hitler.
Ooh. Wow, you went there.
Hey, I did. You're proposing genocide, Nathan. That's what you're literally bringing up.
I'm just saying that these companies are Hitler.
Dude, well, I was thinking about that the other day. So, like, you know, I donate plasma twice a week, every week, and I'm literally selling my like parts of my blood that they siphon out, and then they ship it off somewhere that they say to make medicine. But then they also draw your blood to test you and shit and send it to another And I got real alarmed one day because I saw on the bottle it said the bottles were made in Germany. And I was like,
Nine.
Yeah. At this point, it's too late. They already have everything. So it's like there's probably a clone of me being made somewhere, you know? They're just like.
So funny you should bring that up because I keep getting so I told the whole story. I don't remember what episode. Go back and listen to everything from last year. You'll catch it somewhere in there. The whole deal from going to donate plasma is weird because A, horrible experience. B, I keep getting messages from them constantly. Like, yo, hey, did you know you need to donate so much so we can actually make medicine? Come back in. Happy Monday. Don't worry. Hey,
right.
Let them know and you'll get an extra $20.
There's actually a reason behind that. You have to go in. You have to go in order to actually use whatever plasma you have. You do have to go in two times until they can start using your plasma because I don't know what the deal is. But there is some kind of medical reason that they have to get two samples from you to check what the fuck's going on.
The way they're persistent though on every week since I've done that, sometimes twice a week, make me think my plasma is the Holy Grail or something to try and get me to go back.
Well, what you need to do, Nathan, is you see if you scroll down to the bottom of those emails, there's a thing that says unsubscribe to email list.
It's not an email, it's a fucking text.
Well, then isn't there a thing that says text stop?
No, there's not.
Why did you give him your phone number in the fucking first place?
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
You're a dumbass.
Oh, what? You didn't? I thought it was required.
No. Dude, you're never required to give anything to anybody. Anytime anybody ever tells you, can I have your phone number? Tell them to fuck off. You don't have to give them shit. You don't have to give anybody anything.
Okay, yeah. Except plasma.
Yeah. You don't know, but you literally don't have to give them any information. Like, I've gone to places where all, just stores that randomly go, can we have your phone number? Fuck no, you can't. I don't want your phone number. I don't want you to have my phone number. I don't want you tracking me. I don't need Target having my fucking phone number. Why does Target need my phone number?
Oh, because they're going to tell you the sickest deals they got going, especially when that dog that they cruelly spray-painted bullseyes on its face shows up at the store.
That dog's actually brown, too. They spray painted it white because they're racist. Oh. Yeah, I said it. Target's racist.
Okay. You went there.
I'm just joking. They're not racist.
Nope.
It's jokes, no, people. No, these are jokes. We're all flunkies here. We're all flunkies.
What do you think? This is a comedy show? Come on. We can't.
Hey, man, that's in right now, just falsely claiming that people are racist. That's an in thing right now.
I know. Look at,
all the kids are doing it online. It's the coolest.
Okay. Just like that kid that did the SWAT.
The SWAT?
You didn't hear about that? That kid that did a swatting? He got pissed. Two people got pissed. Well, I shouldn't say two people. One person got pissed arguing with some other kid on the internet because the internet. And he's like, so this other kid gives him this rando address, and then the other kid on the other end calls the SWAT team mom saying, hey, I saw this person over here. He's got hostages in this house. This is a random address. That dude ends up getting killed at this random address.
Are you fucking serious?
Dead serious. I think it's in Missouri. So this dude gets killed because the cop said he reached for his by his belt or something. Anyways, dies, and then they track back the person that called the SWAT team and arrest him, of course. But then they can't do anything to the person that gave the false address because how are you supposed to know, hey, I'm going to call a SWAT team to your house?
Right. You're like, well, that kid I'm assuming he's a kid.
I'm assuming yeah.
I hope it's a kid. Jesus Christ, that's a malicious fucking adult if that's what happened.
Just like, I hate my neighbors. Jesus, I'm going to give them their address.
Dude, that's just why I very rarely post anything to online of anything.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. It's just
terrible.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's basically terrorism in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, right? You're not far off.
I would call that domestic terrorism. You're just, I don't know. That's fucked up. I don't even know how to process that. Could you imagine being that dude? You're just at home hanging out. All of a sudden you have SWAT on your fucking front porch.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just man, if if that dude had any kind of drugs, like if he was just a pot smoker, he was probably freaking the fuck out.
Before he got shot?
Just got done doing a fucking bong rip, and he's like walking outside. It's just, I just bought a 20 sack, I swear.
It just,
oh, my God. Not dealing, I swear. I don't even own a gun, man.
I swear that's Ajax cleaner. I'm just lining it up so I can clean my counters.
Right. Dude, that's, holy shit, that's intense. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like,
it's
shit
a
that's
crazy world.
That's,
oh, you want to hear something even crazier? Well, this is even crazier, but this is on the same level as crazy. Nobody died. But I was watching this story about how these, okay, this is just shows how fucking stupid teenagers are these days. It, like, oh, they've always been stupid, but
I
feel like
I wasn't too smart as a teen.
Yeah, but they're like twice as stupid now that they have the internet with them, you know, because they just broadcast shit that they shouldn't. So these like three girls, they're two 15-year-olds and a 12-year-old, lure this mentally handicapped 17-year-old to the park. She thinks she's meeting her boyfriend. When she shows up at the park, they maliciously beat the fuck out of her and, like, torture her, burn her with cigarettes, like, slam her face on the picnic table just for, like, 2 hours and brutally beat this girl, or film the whole thing and put it all on Facebook.
What?
Yes.
So the girl they beat up's the handicapped person they lured
yes.
into? What the fuck?
Yeah, and so then they fucking, you know, of course, because they filmed it all and put it online, they were immediately arrested. And I didn't know this, but in Australia, a 15-year-old is tried as an adult, so those two 15-year-olds are facing 20 years in prison.
Damn.
Which they should. This chick, dude, I didn't see, like, I only saw blurred out pictures of the girl's face, and even from the blurred out pictures, you could tell they brutally, brutally beat this girl.
Man, that's messed
up. Yeah, I'm sorry to bring down the podcast.
No, you're
super
not
hard,
because
but, like,
I'll
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to find the funny in this. I'll do it. Right. And why bother trying to like beat up anybody? You're already living in a country that's on fire, and all the animals are trying to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Everything down there is trying to kill you, apparently, including people.
Well, I mean, you don't need the people. You got spiders that hide in your shoe. You got jacked kangaroos that will punch as well as kick you. I didn't know they punched. That was a new one.
They'll fuck you up.
I was like, oh, well.
That's why back in like the 20s, man, they had like boxing matches against kangaroos. That shit actually happened. That wasn't just cartoon shit.
I would pay to see that. That had to end so fast.
I want to still see. I wish I could see this, but like there were dudes back in the day who actually wrestled bears, and I would pay to actually see that.
Yeah, the only bear I've ever wrestled with my fist was as Geralt of Rivia in The Witcher 3.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the only bear you wrestled was the one you met at the gay bar. Hey-o!
I haven't been there yet.
You haven't sunk that low, huh?
No.
I'm proud of you. I thought you already reached rock bottom.
Yeah, I'm circling that
I thought
that
you were
drain.
Going to glory holes and hanging out, you know. It's funny they call them glory holes because they're not glorious at all.
No, I mean, God forbid you find out who's on the other side.
Whoa. Brr.
As long as you do one of those and you don't go, damn, you got a strong chin. I think you're okay.
I like the way your stubble, honey, brushes up against my bowels.
Ugh,
good Ugh. Things that make you go, buh.
Yeah. The damn it, so off topic with that. That made me think of though you talking about teens and all that shit. The people eating Tide Pods right now. It's fucking great.
I'm actually really happy because
it's natural selection.
We need to weed out the stupid people.
Yeah, exactly. Natural yes. selections at its finest. It's eat those Tide Pods. I mean, hey, I've held one. They have a good texture. I've actually sat there and I went, huh, but I'm not stupid enough to eat poison.
I've never thought about wanting to eat one, but like when you hold one, you kind of like mess with it. I've always wanted to squeeze one and pop it in my hand.
Yes.
But I've never gone, I should put this in my mouth.
No, I've never sat there and went, yeah, I need to eat this. But that natural selection's happening. And I remember, I forgot who I brought it up to, but I brought it up to somebody and they got super offended because I went, yeah, Tide Pods, natural selection. Much like if you go to Texas Roadhouse and all the peanuts on the floor, that's natural selection too if you go in there and you have a peanut allergy, because get the fuck out of here. And I just got this horrified, offended face. I'm like, what? If you got a peanut allergy, you shouldn't go in. Quit bitching about the peanuts on the floor.
Yeah, we have to ruin everybody's good time because one asshole is going to die from his allergy.
It's like, I'm sorry, you can't go to this place because they let trash monsters like me in there to just eat peanuts and throw the shells on the floor because, well, trash monsters.
See, that's this fucking culture we've created where everything's got to be inclusive. We have to make sure everybody feels comfortable all the time. No, fuck that. Like, I feel uncomfortable a lot of the time, and so do a lot of other people. That's part of fucking life. And you know what you do? You fucking deal with it. You just put on your big boy pants, suck it up, and you leave if it makes you that uncomfortable. You don't make everybody else have to change every one of their fucking habits just because you suck and you can't deal with that.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
I get tired of, like, everybody, we need to make sure everybody feels okay. It's annoying. Everything is not okay all the time, and it's impossible for this world to ever be that way. How do you think a fucking salmon feels when it knows eagles are just flying around the lake constantly trying to get at them? They're in a constant state of panic. Are you going to go make it better for them?
Yeah.
No, you're not, because it's fucking impossible.
I know what they're thinking. They're like, well, at least it's not a bear.
Exactly. At least the eagle has a better shot at missing.
Exactly. Like, whoa, I got a better shot. They only got one
shot.
Which
is ironic because they have better eyesight.
Ooh, good point.
It infuriates me. Like, inclusion, like, everybody's got to feel the same. Everybody's got to feel good. No, you don't. Not everybody's allowed to go. Yeah, you have a peanut allergy. You're not allowed to go in there then. Sorry. Or if you want Texas Roadhouse, you know what you can do? You know what you can do, Nathan? They have a thing called order online. Pick up and go.
They'll just cover it in fucking peanut dust.
Seriously, though. Like, am I right, though? Isn't that what that was fucking made for?
Yeah. Like, bottom line is, hey, if you're coming to my house, I'm not going to ask you if you're allergic to shit. If you want me to cook, you're eating what I cook. And if you blow up like a puffer fish, yo, that's on you for not asking.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to make you something fucking special. I'm going to cook what I'm going
to
cook.
I would if you might let me know it ahead of time. Like, if you're coming to my house, that's a different story. Like, you might not know, that, like, I cook with, like, a peanut oil when I fry something on my stove or whatever. So you bring that up. Now, going to a place where you knowingly know they have giant barrels of fucking peanuts is a completely different situation.
Yeah, that place might as well be the Peanut Roadhouse, in all honesty.
Yeah.
See, the fucking what Planters Peanut guy should be their logo.
I bet that same person gets offended when they go onto a gun range and it turns out there's bullets there.
Hey, guys, there's shells everywhere. I can't deal with this.
Get the fuck out of here, you liberal son bitch.
I mean, that is true. We made the example of the most redneck ass place that you could possibly go.
Well, that's my point is, like, everybody knows that's what's there. That's my whole point, you know?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I just, like, just got really off topic of what we originally were talking about. I got super pissed off about people doing that kind of shit.
No problem, man.
Mm. We're talking about Tide Pods. Like,
yeah.
I just don't get. Those memes are hilarious, by the way, though. Everybody keep putting those out there.
It's
because
great.
The more dumb people who actually decide to do that. I would like to know, like, how many people actually have died so far doing that.
It's got to. There's no way it's good. It's probably got to have, like, a 1 out of 2 death rate on that thing.
Well, what's even crazier, dude, is I saw stories that somebody was covering about how, like, famous YouTubers were doing the Tide Pod Challenge. Like, these are people who have very established YouTube bases, and they were doing this shit, and they're grown fucking adults.
Anything for, like, YouTube clicks.
Yeah, but they're grown adults, and they know what their demographic is, and a large part of that is, you know, preteens or teenagers. So, as we all know, when we were kids, we imitate those people. I don't give a fuck how many warnings Jackass put up. I still jumped off of roofs and shit and did really dumb stunts.
Yeah.
Like, those people should be smarter than that. And thank God YouTube actually did something right where when people were putting up those videos, they immediately were getting them taken down.
Yeah, that's for
first
sure.
Time I can ever praise YouTube for actually doing something right.
It's got two other things I want to mention real quick. That is, A, my daughter brought home a word search, and I used to love that, right? And I was looking at it, and I'm like, what the hell is this? You got to find, like, eight words, something like that. I can't remember. It's in that range. Amidst a sea of J's. They're not even fucking trying anymore. They're just the person at the word search factory went, screw this. What words do I need to put in here? Okay. And then held down the J key around them.
Are you serious?
I was like, this is the fucking easiest goddamn thing in the world. Where's the problem in finding anything?
This is the world we live in now, Nathan. We have to nerf everything up so goddamn much that we had to make fucking word searches easier and more convenient.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
What are you learning by doing that? I know she's in second grade now?
Yep.
She's in second grade, and they're doing super easy word fucking searches?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I mean,
will you go get her a real one and just make her do that and be like, hey, this is what the real world's like. They don't actually do this kind of shit. They don't make it easy for you. It's hard as balls. You don't even know what kryptonite means. Just, you don't even know how to spell it, but you better find it.
Just tell the just be like, okay, hey, next time you see your teacher and she gives you one of these, I want you to whip out this book and go, I don't know what this shit is, but this is the real fucking word search.
Seriously. I would do that. Like, that blows my mind. Like, there's no, like, are they just like trying to like baby step kids into everything nowadays?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, how bad, like, can you give me any more examples of her homework that have to be a fucking joke?
Does not get any homework. This is something that was just brought home that was done in school. So
I didn't even get homework in second grade anymore?
I haven't, not unless they, like, apparently not unless class is bad, but I've never seen her bring home homework other than...
I guess I'm not, like, upset with that, though, like, because they do enough work in school. I guess bringing work home is kind of BS. I will...
For that early,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, like, that... there's no challenge there, I feel like. I know we're obviously fucking way older, our brains are... obviously are developed, and we could see the pattern right away. And I hope, but I'm hoping for her sake, is that, like, you could see the fucking pattern right away. I hope she recognized it, like, oh, these are all J's, so just find the things that don't look like those.
Yeah, you go through there, and I was just like, oh, man, we got all this stuff going on, and then I see that, and I'm like, wait, what? And then it dawns on me, to tie it all together, this is how you get people that want to eat Tide Pods. This kind of education and the parents going, yeah, that's good enough.
Well, I just want to say something, too. She does go to the Council Bluffs Community School District, correct?
Yeah.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, giant burn. You guys all suck. ALTJ sucks dick.
And then I want to end it off on the one thing that we have to talk about every week, and that is a poo crime.
Woo! Do, 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 do.
So,
poo crimes are my favorite, and they are the people's favorite, too.
So, thank you. So, at work, I do, like, an daily
annual
coffee.
I do a once-a-year shit.
So, what happens is we go... on a coffee run every day, run over to Scooters in downtown. So on our walk down there, we go over and we're walking through what's supposedly a very ritzy apartment complex.
Ooh.
So fancy. Minimum $1,200.
You fancy, huh?
$1,200 for a one bedroom. And it has all these like Roman looking walls and pillars, sorry. And then they have like all this. Anyways, they got it all to the nines, at least all the pictures, right? So we go over there and we don't take the elevators because those elevators are from hell. If you push down, you might go up. And when I say up, I mean like you're in a fucking slingshot. This thing's not safe. So we never take it. So we go to the stairwell and I'm walking down the stairwell. I'm like, oh, look, the bum was here and he left his jacket and it looks like a scarf or a pair of like weird pants. And what's that? Oh no, the bum decided to shit him, just take a shit in the stairwell. And what I thought were pants looked like a scarf, but then having to walk by it, I saw he wiped his ass with this scarf and it looked like he used it like a floss. on his ass crack.
Oh, and
just fucking
man.
Threw it on the ground. So then we're walking by. I was already there, and I was on Snapchat, so I had to take a photo and send everybody. Because I'm like, if I'm enduring this, I'm having to walk by it. Here, click, and then kept walking. So
I can't unsee it, neither can you.
Yeah, I mean, I can send you the photo. I have it on my phone. It's
well, you can put it online so people can check this photo out on punninggame.com.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just all terrible what ended up happening because you get to see a big freaking stanky, steamy turd that was just fresh. Like, it wasn't something that was, hey, this happened a while ago. This happened within, like, it had to have been an hour. It was bad.
Bum shit is the worst because... First of all, let's be honest. Bums don't have good diets. They're living off trash or like fast food that they're scraping up change with. And then second of all, they're also like most of them are winos because wine can get you super drunk and it's pretty cheap. So if they're going to get drunk, that's what they're going to buy. So they just have the bum shits that are just nothing but horrible fast food and fucking wine. So it's just fucking messy and gross and... They probably had some parasites in there, and it's, oh, God.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Like, the whole thing was disgusting. Walking
I thought you
there.
Were about to tell me a bum exploded because there was so much clothing around it. It sounded like he literally just shat himself into oblivion. Like,
yeah,
his whole life he was told he was a piece of shit, and it turned out he turned himself into one.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well, because this was... I mean, it was rancid walking through this, and then I'm just sitting there going, wait, what the fuck am I looking at? And you should have that nice lovely picture here shortly. Everybody else, you can go to punninggame.com, click on this episode, and see the lovely remnants of this. So I go through there. We have to walk by it. The people with me are naturally grossed out. And then one of my friends, she runs all the way down. I mean, just books it. And I'm like, well, what if he pooed on the stairs? Don't slip and fall.
I'll tell you this much, though. He has good taste in scarves. Like, that's a lovely floral pattern, you know. It was probably his grandmother's, and he was probably really sad, but he had no choice, and that's what he had to use.
Well, if you look at the collar of that coat, he shit on that, too. Like, he shit everywhere. It was amazing.
Dude,
I was like,
yeah. Well, when that's crazy, because he shit everywhere. Well, he's just wiped with everything.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, God, this scarf's not doing it. I think I'm smearing it. Better use the coat for good measure.
How funny would it be, actually? We're saying he. What if it was a chick?
Oh, yeah,
like,
very well
that
could
was, like, that scarf. And, like, what if they weren't homeless? She just, like, shit herself. And she's like, oh, my God. And she just, like, bailed on everything.
Well, I mean, I'm in an apartment.
She actually left
stairwell,
her entire... She left her entire... Well, dude, that's probably what happened. She got real drunk. See, it's just still a wino shit, though, because that girl got super drunk on wine. She was like, I'm not making it to the top floor. I really regret not taking the elevator. Why'd I decide today to make a change in my life and start taking the stairs to try to get exercise every day? And she just shat herself.
Yeah, speaking of wine,
I'm going with
nice
that story
red
more.
Wine right now. No, dude, the best gross. Part. The best part. Is so we finish walking down the stairs, so you got another two flights of stairs to walk down, and we go down, and I shit you not, coming at me, and I was pissed I didn't get to have my snap still open to take a photo of this, not unlike the slow motion scene in Armageddon as they're about to get onto the spaceship, come these two people in hazmat suits walking with a broom and a mop and all this stuff to go clean it up.
Wait, so they were wearing hazmat suits to come clean up the shit.
Yes.
But they were just letting people walk through the stairwell?
Yeah, they didn't think that one through. They didn't start blocking off the stairwell until they started cleaning.
That's fucked up.
Yep. I was just like, wait,
Jesus
what?
Jesus Christ.
Was this like biological terror that happened in here?
Must have been. There's a lot of conspiracies on this week's episode. Jesus Christ. A lot of assumptions. This is why we have poo crimes, though. Like, we're the shit detectives. We're no shit Sherlock.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. But, yeah, yep. that was me. What you got?
God damn, man. That's, oh, shit.
Yeah, shit indeed.
You know, I might just... I don't know, man. I don't know if I can top any of that shit. Might as well leave this podcast on that high note right there, and I'll save some of my stories for next week, because I can't compete with that.
All right, well then.
Yeah, might as well. We'll just leave this podcast on a high note. How about that this week?
That sounds a walk-off home run. Okay, we'll end there. be safe in the stairwells, people. Also, while you're being safe, check out punandgame.com, where you can get lovely stories in your ear holes like all you heard today, every Wednesday via this show. Or you can jump over and check out Things About Stuff every Friday. You get their information in your ear holes yet again. We just want to drill our words in your ears.
By the way, those guys talking some mad shit about how we can't backyard wrestle, and they challenged us to a tag team match, no holds bar. We might have to be thrown down here soon, but we got to do a lot of promos and talking shit for a while.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Flying Lariat coming to their jugular.
They were talking shit about how, like, we backyard wrestled on every trampoline known to man. I was like, bitch, we backyard wrestled on fucking cement and dirt. We don't need no fucking trampoline.
Well, let's be honest. We wrestled on hardwood floors. You ate the hardwood floor after a DDT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
Hey, you know, I can take it with the best of them, man.
I was going to say, yeah, they're doing that. I'm like, no, we fucked around.
I can sell a DTT, unlike some people. I could sell that shit. I start bleeding.
I was going to say, yeah.
People are like, wow, it looks real as shit. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. I think I chipped a tooth. Yeah, but no, I bit my tongue. I saw them making comments like, oh, I'm older. I'm like, I about wandered over and like, excuse me? Hello?
Yeah, I know. I was talking mad shit.
Oh, well. It's all good. They what do they know about doing shit? We slammed each other into very thin pillows.
Yeah, well, it's also they think they're tough. You know, they're trying to pull a Stone Cold and come after the commissioner of the website.
Well, whatever.
Going after the establishment.
Oh, what were they called? The Vince McMahons, when they did that, they had a group. They were called something.
I don't remember.
It was back in the 90s, and I forget what they were. They were just all business. The Corporation.
Yeah, the Corporation. It's
just Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Big Boss Man.
Well, that's what Triple H is now. He's corporate.
Oh, there you go. They're all corporate.
All corporate.
Yeah. Also, while you're on punninggame.com, check out every Monday and Friday for the Snap Reviews. You can get all the good stuff that we watched lately or read, whatever we felt about writing that particular week will be yours to read on the toilet. You can commit your own poo crime while reading a Snap Review. You can finish reading that quickly. Just make sure nobody's in the presence of poo crimes while committing them.
Yeah.
Look over your shoulder. That being said, you can also check out Tuesdays and Thursdays for something special.
Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of different video games. You know the drill. We talk shit on them, talk shit on each other. Check them out on the homepage right there. See the latest two episodes. You need all the playthroughs. Head on over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab, and you can see all that shit. And if you want everything as it's released before it even hits the website, head on over to YouTube.com, type in Fun Pun Gaming in the search bar, and hit subscribe.
That being said, ladies and gentlemen, again, look to your left, look to your right, excrete your bowels. We're out.
Oh, that bum shitting in the hallway, he nasty as hell.
Who is this?